This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and so is BOGO. Buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Children presenting at our border who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing prosecution, who are fleeing terrible situations is not a crisis. You know, these photos show what we've long been saying, which is that these Border Patrol facilities are not places made for children.
Think of the children. Won't somebody please think of the children?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We didn't lock people up in cages. We didn't separate families. We didn't do all of those things.
I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but some of them believed it.
They built cages in 2014, but that was during the Obama administration, and they blamed them on us. We didn't build the cages. They did.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is Bernie Sanders on steroids.
Blah, 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 blah. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Every day, there's another crazy story about woke culture. This is from USA Today. Why is the king worth more than the queen? This is in a deck of cards. Uri Siegel was playing gin rummy with his family several years ago when his 16-year-old daughter, Mayan, asked him a question. Why is a king worth more than a queen? So now he's got a, there's a new deck of cards, queen with a G. The cards feature multi-ethnic figures and men and women are equal. So how does that work then? Men and kings and queens are equal. That doesn't sound like a deck of cards.
Why, in gin rummy, the king and the queen are both worth 10 points. Any face cards and 10, they're worth 10 points.
Yeah, but I mean, if you play bridge or hearts or something like that, the queen is taken by the king. But the queen, on the other hand, takes the jack. Why is the 10 worth?
See, they couldn't write the T word. The king trumps the queen.
Yes. I know. Why is the 10 worth more than the 9? I mean, if you go through this, why is a field goal only worth 3 points and a touchdown is worth 6 points? Why is running for the extra point worth 2 as opposed to 1? Why, when a pitcher gets to throw 3 balls and the batter is still there, but he only gets to throw 2 strikes and the 3rd strike takes the batter out? Why is that? Why is 1 ball foul and another ball is fair? Where does all this crap end? It ends. I guess it ends without play with a nobody playing cards, nobody playing sports. Is that the way it ends? Anyway, 844-500-4242. Let's go to the chump line.
I heard Joe Biden starring in the sequel to Gone with the Wind.
I hadn't thought about that. 14 miles an hour, a light, that's what you call a light breeze. And and that's what they said blew him over on the stairs on Friday. A light breeze.
Yes, question, President Biden. Since so many of the people crossing the border seem to be minors, shouldn't we immediately start to teach them how to code?
That's another thing I hadn't thought of, incidentally. Ducey had a really good question about if the borders are really closed. Let's see here. Cut 16.
Anarchist says the border is secure, the border is closed. How is that the case if these migrants are being processed on this side of the border and then put on a bus to points unknown on this side of the border?
Well, again, there are limited cases where there are families because they can't be held in Mexico, who are processed, tested, considered at the border. Most of them are sent back to their home countries. Those are very limited cases, and it's certainly not a depiction of the overarching policy.
It's funny, until when Trump was president, they could be held in Mexico. So they ended the policy of keeping them in Mexico. And so now they're saying, well, they can't be held in Mexico. You ended the policy, so we're being inundated with these waves of welfare recipients who are demanding services and can't get jobs and in many cases are COVID-19 positive. What a wonderful reform of the situation. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And recently we gave a shout out on social media to another century-old, plus-old American business. Point values are increasing. For your chance to fish with Dave Marciano, go to MatthewsBrothers.com, enter play, and you might just win.
Hack and Jill went up Capitol Hill to fetch some bail for Hunter. Hack fell down and broke his crown. Now Jill's dreams are torn asunder.
That's the first limerick we've ever had where the word asunder has been used. I like it.
When Biden visits the Mexican border, expect him to say, "Mr. Putin, tear down that wall."
If he remembers Putin's name.
Howie, the last time I saw Biden tripping like that was when Hunter was in Vegas.
I think of Hunter more as an L.A. kind of guy. He's been in Vegas. That's where he ran into the barn owl when he was driving to Vegas, I believe. But I see him more as... Hasn't he gotten into more trouble in those bars? He goes into the men's room and they're just people offering him cocaine for free. It's an amazing thing that it only happens to guys named Hunter. And Hunter Thompson's dead, so it only happens to Hunter Biden now.
Not only are we suffering an illegal alien blitz, but Plugs is putting them up at the Ritz. They're living large, free of charge. And it's our taxes that's funding all these misfits.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? And Rite Aid is apologizing for turning down a couple of illegal aliens for vaccinations in Southern California. Have you gotten your apology yet for not being able to get on the website to make an appointment for your vaccination, or just being turned away when you did have an appointment somewhere?
Charlie Parker here. My lieutenant governor, Peta Pei Polito, she made this Capo de Capo very happy. By picking up that $1.8 million fixer-upper in Dartmouth, she was able to deflect attention from my inept COVID part IV nightmare. But also, she took the TCI tax. That'll make it 24 cents a gallon, 62 cents a gallon overnight. If she could only fall up a flight of stairs, I'd be set.
That guy knows everything that Karen Pay-to-Play Polito was into. She just bought the $1.8 million mansion. She wants to raise the gas tax in Massachusetts from 24 cents a gallon to 62 cents a gallon.
Sounds like Charlie's been reading your online column.
Yes, I spelled it all out in my online column if you want to check it out. I think we may be talking about that a little bit later, too. I need some more names of people who have politicians who are heavily into fighting global warming but have seaside mansions. She's only the latest one. There's Barack Obama on Martha's Vineyard. There's John Kerry on Martha's Vineyard, formerly on Nantucket. And now there's Karen Pay-to-Play Polito on the South Coast. But I know there's a lot more. I'm just not thinking of them. You can text them in too if you want to me.
Why did Bernie try to pick a fight with an African immigrant who has clearly made something of himself?
Who's he talking about?
Elon Musk.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. Yeah, Elon Musk is an African American, just like Mama T. Teresa Hines. She's a Portuguese born in, I believe, Angola or Mozambique. Well, Angola, I think. So she's an African American, too.
if anybody knows about inequality, it's Bernie Sanders.
Talk about a guy who should be in love with the very idea of the American dream. He's almost 80 years old, never worked a day in his life, and he has three mansions. He's a multi-millionaire. Never a callus in 80 years on his hands. Never broke a sweat. What is the complaint about, Bernie?
Why don't we move the troops that are at the Capitol to the border and move the migrants at the border to the Capitol? Watch how quickly the border gets secured.
Good idea. Earlier, the texters were suggesting we should move them to Martha's Vineyard. A lot of room on Obama's estate, Kerry's estate. Put them on Nantucket. The Caroline Kennedy has sold off part of that estate, but she's got some of it left, I believe.
But do you think if Trump had stayed a Democrat and run as a Democrat in 2016, the media would have given him a pass for the last 4 years?
That goes without saying. NBC never would have released the Access Hollywood video, that's for sure, or audio.
And Biden's tripping on the stairway to Harris.
Yes, the stairway to heaven. I saw some references to that in headlines over the weekend on the internet. So Taylor was thinking about a different Stairway to Heaven song, but most people, I think, remembered Led Zeppelin's version, which is their trademark song, but I never cared that much for it.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We also have Chopped Chumps, which we talked about earlier. We post that around 7 o'clock. Those are the messages that don't make the Chump Line on the air. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. And by the way, if you want to leave some hate mail for Hate Mail Monday, you can also leave it on the Chump Line number, 844-500-4242. Just say this is for Hate Mail Monday, and it may get played then. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And recently we gave a shout-out on social media to another century-plus-old American business. Point values are increasing for your chance to fish with Dave Marciano. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com, enter play, and you just might win.
Why did Bernie try to pick a fight with an African immigrant who has clearly made something of himself?
That's right. African American. That's what you get to call yourself. I think Mama T has joked about that in the past. It's not a joke anymore, though. It's Democrat Party orthodoxy. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Mr. President, my name is Bruno Lozano, Mayor of the City of Del Rio, Texas, and I am pleading and requesting with you to please put a halt to any measures regarding the release of immigrants awaiting court dates into the City of Del Rio and surrounding areas. We do not have the resources available to house and accommodate these migrants within our community. I will have no choice but to use the extreme measure under the emergency declaration as the mayor of the City of Del Rio, Texas, to refuse the entry of migrants awaiting court dates into the City of Del Rio.
Good for Mayor Lozano. He was wearing a mask when he made that YouTube video, too. And he has very long hair. I'm going to guess between the mask and the long hair, he's a Democrat. But he also pointed out that you know, that the migrants are arriving with nothing. You know, it's not like the old days when you like brought something to the country. The only thing they have is their hands out. Cut 28.
If you do send these individuals into our community, we will be forced to make a decision to leave them without resources under these dire circumstances. I am asking to please stop. Please make another plan for this federal issue. If you're going to allow these individuals into our community, I respectfully ask that you provide the means and the supplies necessary to accommodate them safely under these extreme circumstances. Due to the crisis, we cannot provide these supplies.
Supplies equals welfare. Take advantage of an irresistible new offer from HelloFresh and get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Marty Walsh ever run for anything again?
No, I don't think so.
68% say no.
Yeah, people are thinking through it, you know, more and thinking, what would I do if I had $5.6 million in my pocket? Would I go to candidates' nights? I think not. Would I answer questionnaires from the Boston Globe? I think not. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I just wanted to say I live here in Liberal, Massachusetts. I'm in Florence. And all these people here talked about the children in cages. And now I think that Biden said he was going to be the most transparent and honest president that there was. And I remember Obama saying they were going to be transparent. And I think that just means we can see through their lies, and we can definitely see through Biden's lies a whole bunch easier than we could Obama, where he hit it all with the DOJ investigating everybody and going, and the IRS going after all his enemies. And we can see through Biden because he's got, like I say, he's just doing it right out in the open and blatantly thumbing his nose.
He lied about the cages. He lied about telling them not to come. He lied about the $2,000 checks. You're right. He lied about nobody under $400,000 getting a tax increase. Those are just four right off the top of my head. He wasn't going to shut down the Keystone pipeline. He wasn't going to cost anybody their jobs. That's another thing. And he wasn't going to stop fracking either. And, of course, he immediately said no more fracking leases on federal land. You're right. It's all a lie. And let's play Peter Ducey with Jen Psaki when they said, "Oh, they're not overcrowded. There's no overcrowding in the cages, which aren't cages." Cut 23.
Where else in the country would it be okay to have 400 people in a space for 260 during the pandemic?
Well, again, Peter, we're closely following the CDC guidelines. That's why we're opening up additional facilities.
The CDC guidelines. So. Fauci says you have to wear two masks, right? And you can't. The variants are coming in, so we can't. Even if you got a vaccine, you got to still keep wearing the mask. But the CDC says it's okay to put the COVID positive illegal aliens with no means of support who can't speak English on buses to go into the heartland of the United States. Is that the CDC guideline down on the border? Guess it is. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We all saw the video of Joe Biden falling once, twice, three times, going up the stairs of Air Force One, saluting the empty stairs at the beginning of the video. And then a lot of us saw yesterday he seemed to get lost on a different tarmac, and the Secret Service had to point him back towards what appeared to be the helicopter to take him away. And he doesn't seem to have any idea where he's walking or going to. And Brian Jundief is a physician in Colorado. He writes for the American Thinker. We've had him on before. And he had a really good column on Saturday after the Friday incident with the falling. And he quoted from the National Health Service's manual in the UK. I mean, you know, I don't think many of us would like to be have our health, the responsibility of the NHS, but they apparently have a pretty good medical manual. And I just wanted to have him on to talk about some of the things he found about definitions of dementia. Dr. Jundief, it's good to have you on again, the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, nice to talk to you, Howie.
And, you know, most of us have had experience with people who have this problem, you know, in our families. But it's always better to talk about this with somebody who has an MD after their name, because it makes it seem like, you know, we're not just going off on a tangent here. But tell us what you found when you looked up dementia in the NHS manual.
Well, the NHS has a nice definition. It said it's a syndrome that's associated with an ongoing decline in the brain and its abilities. Symptoms including memory loss, difficulties with thinking, problem solving, communication, and language. And as the standard disclaimer, when a physician discusses these things, I am not a psychiatrist. I'm not Joe Biden's physician. I have a medical degree. I'm an ophthalmologist. But I'm observing what I'm seeing and what the definition of dementia is, and it's concerning. I mean, this is not your next-door neighbor. This is not your uncle. This is the most powerful person in the world, somebody who has the nuclear codes, somebody who's making decisions, signing executive orders that affect millions of Americans and can affect international relations. This is serious business. And would your average business entrust someone like Joe Biden to manage the grocery store, manage a company, much less the presidency?
Can you imagine him on a quarterly call of a public company with investors? What would happen to him?
How about your job? You think he could do a talk show for a few hours, taking calls and commenting and answering callers? Imagine that.
No. Let me read you some more of the definition, which you came up with. And I really like the fact that you did. I put some of these quotes in my column. I wasn't stealing them from you. I was stealing them from the NHS.
That's all right.
Those with dementia, quote, are more likely to experience problems with mobility, balance, and muscle weakness. Boy, that's a definition of what happened to him on Friday.
Absolutely. I mean, dementia is diminishment of brain function, and brain controls motor movement, coordination, different parts of the brain that control thought, but it's all part of the brain. If the brain's not working right, a lot of these things are affected, and we've seen that.
And then,
the stumbling up the stairs and then, you know, blaming it on the wind. Come on. Come on, man, as Joe would say.
Oh, that's a lot of malarkey, doctor.
The malarkey wind blew him over. Yeah, could you imagine if Trump did that? If Trump fell three times? There was a big to-do because Trump was going down some steep ramp at some meeting. It was raining. It was wet.
With no railing. No railing.
I'd do the same thing. I'd be very cautious.
Right.
Falling's not fun. And as the president, you don't want to fall with international news cameras and a hostile media. But, you know, here's Joe. He fell three times. And it's sad for him. It's embarrassing for the country, and it's embarrassing for the media that just pretends, oh, this is old Joe being Joe. You know, Scranton Joe, Lunch Bucket Joe. Come on. That's not normal. And there should be legitimate concern about this.
Well, I'm looking at another part of the definition from the National Health Services, and it didn't even apply immediately when you cited this quote over the weekend, but it happened yesterday. They quote, meaning dementia patients, can have difficulties with their memory and finding their way around, unquote. And again, he wandered off from the plane or helicopter he was supposed to be getting onto. The Secret Service had to come around and point him in the right direction.
Sure, and that's not normal. And forgetting people's names. Sure, we all have a brain freeze on occasion, but he forgot the name of his Secretary of Defense who was standing right next to him and where he worked.
Right.
That's not good. And that should give everybody concern of who's in charge. Is he in charge? What are they allowing him to do or control? Or is he just up there for show and others are making the decisions, which is what I suspect.
Yeah, I think that's got to be it. And I don't think it's Kamala Harris either. I mean, they asked her today if she was going to the border. And it's a pretty serious situation down there. I think we can all agree. And she just started laughing. Not today. I mean, talk about an inappropriate time to start cackling when someone asks you if you're going to a city. What if they'd said, during a hurricane, are you going down to Texas or Louisiana or Florida? Would she start laughing?
Remember how George W. Bush was castigated for flying over New Orleans after Katrina? He didn't want to land. It was a mess there, and the security would have just added to problems, and he was looking out the window of Air Force One. Look how he got treated. And compare that to how Harris and Biden are treated with the border. I mean, they're saying, yeah, everything's under control. Meanwhile, tens of thousands are coming across the border. They have nowhere to put them. I mean, the way they're housing them makes Obama's cages look like the Ritz-Carlton. They're just stacking these people in. They're not testing them for COVID or other medical conditions. And then they're releasing them. You and I have to wear a mask to go to the grocery store. And these folks carrying who knows what, they're not getting tested. And they have free reign of anywhere. Now we're spending money to put them up in hotels. The Army National Guard had to sleep on the pavement in Washington, D.C.
Right.
But you've got people illegally crossing the border getting put up in a hotel.
I know. And they're telling...
It's upside down.
And then they keep saying, well, if you open the beaches in Florida, you're going to have a COVID spike. And some of the mainstream media last year were actually rooting for a COVID spike. A Miami Herald columnist said, I hope some of the DeSantis and Trump and the Jimenez, the mayor of Miami at the time, I hope they die. But yet, go ahead.
Yeah, the BLM rallies were fine. Those were important. Those were necessary. But a Trump rally was a super spreader event.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And now he's saying, well, you have to keep, even if you get a vaccination, you have to keep wearing your mask. Fauci is saying this because we can't have we can't have any super spreader events because of these variants and mutations and whatever they're calling them today. And Joe Biden says, well, we'll decide later if you can have a large gathering in your backyard on the 4th of July. But yet, again, as you said, they don't seem to care that these illegal aliens are coming into the country and they're putting them on buses, even if they test positive. They don't care.
They don't care, and they don't live their lives like it's important. Fauci was at the baseball game with his mask off, and you watch the White House press corps, and as soon as the circle back Psaki leaves the room, they all pull their masks down, and they're mingling, and everything's fine. So when the people that say it's a crisis act like it's a crisis, I'll believe it's a crisis. Pelosi gets her hair done, Newsom dines out, they all travel, they do whatever they want. And yet they're telling everybody else you have to lock down, you have to wear one or two masks, and there's no end in sight. Nobody's committing to anything. The purpose of the vaccine was to get us closer to herd immunity so we can move on from this. There will always be variants. There's going to be other coronaviruses. That's why we get the flu vaccine every year, because there are new variants. That's why you catch a cold every few months, because there's new variants. That doesn't mean you shut the world down. There's always going to be variants. And hopefully the vaccine or people that have had COVID and have some immunity won't get sick from it. But viruses aren't going away. They've been around forever.
When Dr. Salk came up with the polio vaccine, did he tell people they shouldn't go back to the swimming pools because there might be a variant?
Nobody did that. Nobody's treated anything else like this. This COVID has been treated differently than all the past swine flus and MERS and SARS and other viral pandemics. This has been treated differently, where you shut down an entire society, where you isolate the healthy, and wear masks. I mean, when does this end? There will always be another excuse because, you know, some case number somewhere is creeping up or they have some new variant. Interestingly, the variants are all named after where they were found, yet COVID can't be named after where it was found. Isn't that interesting?
It really is. And you know, some
There's
of these...
the South African variant, the Irish variant, this variant, that variant, you know, isn't that
right.
discriminatory to South Africa to call it, name
right.
a variant after it? Yet if
yeah.
you say the Chinese virus or the Chinese coronavirus or Wuhan flu or any of those names, you know, you can't do that. You're not allowed.
No, you could get banned from some parts of social media if you use it. Brian Williams was complaining over the weekend on MSNBC. He doesn't even want to call communist China communist China.
Yeah, call it, wonderful China.
How about red
but,
China?
You know, all these other diseases, Lyme disease and Ebola right. and Rift Valley fever and...
Right, I heard somebody say Marburg Rocky. You're from the Rocky Mountains. You live
Rocky
in Colorado. That doesn't
fever.
Make you
absolutely.
That doesn't make you a spotted yeah. fever, right? Nobody ever called you a spotted fever. Ted Lieu was acting like you know he was called a virus because he was born in Taiwan. I mean, I'm of Irish descent. I don't take it personally when they say the Irish potato blight. You know, it just that's where the blight started, right?
Ted Lieu is a different kind of virus. He's the Adam Schiff variety. Swalwell, Ted Lieu, Pelosi, they are viruses of a
AOC,
sort.
Ilhan Omar, it spans ethnic groups and geographic regions.
They destroy everything they touch, and they're contagious, and they're trouble, and you can't get rid of them. There's just more of them.
And there's no vaccine so far.
No, there's not. There's voting irregularities that keep them going, and there's no way to get rid of them. Crazy.
Dr. Brian Junedef, it's good to have you on the show again, and that was a great column about Joe Biden up the down staircase, and I enjoyed they have a club and we're not in it, but we didn't have time to talk about that. We'll get you back on to talk about that one too, cuz we're definitely not in the club. Very few of us are in the club. All the people you just mentioned, though, they're in the club. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Brian Junedef. We'll tweet that column out to Taylor, if you can do that, up the down staircase. He already did it. Okay, so it's up there. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes and high-quality ingredients picked at the peak of ripeness so that they're bursting with flavor by the time they reach your doorstep. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less.
Try your favorite cheddar Wonder Burgers are back on the menu for this coming week.
Oh, I love that. Those are great. I love it when, cheeseburgers and cheese in the burgers everything is just it's so good. You're losing weight, Taylor. Is HelloFresh helping you out?
I'm sticking to my own meal plan where I'm not really eating anything past a certain time. I don't have HelloFresh at home, but from what I've had, from what you've given us, it's terrific, and I highly encourage anybody who's seriously considering it to take advantage of these deals.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got the low-calorie stuff. They've got vegetarian, carb smart. They've got all these kinds of things. Try their 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, quick breakfast and lunch. all perfect for your busy schedule. HelloFresh offers more than 25 recipes each week, so there is something for everyone to enjoy, all designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. And another great aspect, you don't have to go to the store. You don't have to deal with Karens. You don't have to wear masks. You don't have to deal with one-way aisles. You don't have to deal with the 6 feet or 3 feet or 9 feet social distancing rules, whatever they are, that particular hour from Dr. Fauci. You don't have to avoid any of that. HelloFresh is delivered right to your doorstep. More than 4 out of 5 HelloFresh customers say HelloFresh helps them lead a healthier lifestyle with delicious, low-calorie, carb-smart, and vegetarian options each week. Get better value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. That's according to Zagat's dining survey. So go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals. What a deal. Including free shipping for a limited time only. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie for 12 free meals. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. Say what you will about him.
He's a common ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Marty is confirmed as Labor Secretary. We don't have the vote yet, but I'm sure it was overwhelming. And so he gets to keep the $5.6 million. I don't know what happened to it. Was $6.2 million when I wrote the column, and we called him the $6 million man. I checked it last week, the Office of Campaign and Political Finance, and it was somehow down to $5.6 million. I don't know what happened to the other $600,000. But he was still raising money until very recently. Not the last month or so, but he was still shaking down various contractors, developers, pinky ring union thugs, those kind of people, the usual suspects, in other words. 844-500-4242. And so his assistant is going to be I think it's a woman who presided over the California Unemployment Office, which I think has been it's been reported that they handed out in the last year $32 billion in fraudulent unemployment checks. And I guess part of that is a function of the fact that it's the largest state in the union, but still $32 billion, and now she's going to be the Assistant Secretary of Labor. That's quite a reward. Would she have been the secretary the Secretary of Labor if they'd handed out $60 billion in fake claims? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, when are we going to identify the term secretary as sexist and have to change that? But I digress. Have you heard about the teachers union in Dublin, California?
No, I don't know, but I know about some of those. Tell Alex about it so we can check it out. Thanks. We're running out of time. I'm Howie Carr.